Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, and now it's time to go and tell his father Yaakov that Yosef is still alive, and it's time to come down to Egypt to be together with him. So the Psukim say that Yosef sent certain presents with his brothers for the road, and also sent presents for his father. What did he send to his father? The pasuk says in Perek Mem Hey, pasuk Chav Gimel, Ula Aviv Shalach Kazos. Asarach Amorim, he sent 10 donkeys. Nosim Mituv Mitzrayim. The donkeys were carrying the good of Egypt. What's the good of Egypt? Rashi explains two things: vintage wine and unprocessed kernels, split beans, something that has to be developed. And the simple explanation of both those things are that they're good for his father's old health, Rashi says, for the zakenim, for the old person to drink that wine is good for him, the beans also maybe. But perhaps there's a deeper explanation to what were these two things, what was the message that Yosef was coming to tell his father Yaakov. Yosef's life was terrible. Bottom line, if you'd write a biography about Yosef, he had one of the worst lives that anyone could ever imagine. Every possible thing that could go wrong, went wrong. When he was 8 years old, the Seder Olam tells us he was 8 years old when his mother passed away. Then he has brothers who hate him, brothers who want to kill him. Then they sell him into slavery. Then he gets set up with the wife of Potiphar, gets into trouble, gets thrown into jail, 12 years of sitting in a jail, and finally he has like this opening, like the light at the end of the tunnel is a way to get out. The person who was supposed to help him get out forgets about it. Every possible bad thing that could happen in a person's life was that way. Yet, the Psukim tell us that when Yosef actually walked out, Paro saw an aristocratic type of a look on Yosef's face. Meaning Yosef walked out positive. The way Yosef spoke to the other people in jail was in a positive, seemingly happy face, happy expression. How in the world did Yosef go from bad to worse and come out and ending up being a leader? How'd that happen? So Yosef was coming to tell his father what it's like. Rav Weinfeld explained that Yaakov was nervous to go down to Egypt. He's living in Israel. He's living the life. He's going to go down into the terrible, terrible, terrible Mitzrayim. What's that going to be for spirituality? What that's going to be for the destiny of the Jewish people? How can you go down there? And Yosef was coming to teach him a lesson. He says, the Maral explains, that the pool, this unprocessed bean, was symbolizing that with all the difficulty, with getting beaten up and thrown around and abused, you could come out something very, very beautiful. Just like the bean, when you go ahead and you grind it even more and more and more, you can make it into something very significant. You take that kernel and you make it into a very, very fine flour. You could create a beautiful bread, beautiful food, delicious, amazing delicacies. Amazing things could come out of being beaten, of having those difficulties, of having those hardships. So too, Yosef was telling his father that, yeah, the Jews are going to go down to Mitzrayim, and we're going to be beaten, it's going to be difficult, there's going to be slavery, it's going to be hard. But as the Psukim are going to tell us in the upcoming weeks, we learn that the more that the Egyptians hit us, the more the Jews multiplied, and the more that we flourished, and became bigger and bigger and better. So he explained to his father, don't worry. It's true that it's going to be hard. It's true that it's going to be difficult. But at the end, through the difficulties, through the challenges, a person could grow even more than he would have without it. Yosef realized in his life that, yeah, he went through lots of different stages. And for many people, each one on its own would have been an excuse to say, forget it. I'm done. I'm finished. I'm depressed. I give up on life. I'm done. I'm nothing to do. I can't get out of this one. This is terrible. And it's not just like getting a bad mark on a test or something like that. This is terrible. Throwing into jail. This is terrible. Brothers hate everything. Horrible, horrible. And he also said, you know how I got out? Because at the end of the day, through the difficulties, a person could grow and come out and emerge even better than before. But how do you do it? How do you do that? So it says that he had Yayin Noshan. He had this vintage wine. Now it's interesting, because in last week's parsha, when Yosef gathers the brothers, they still don't know who he is, so they gather together and they're eating together. The pasuk says that vayishtu vayishkaru imo, they actually drank together. Why is that significant that they drank together? Rashi explains, from the moment that he was sold into slavery, Yosef didn't touch wine. He didn't drink. So for all these years, he hasn't been drinking. Why in the world did he have this bottle of wine? What was going on? He wasn't drinking. He didn't like, oh yeah, I'll have some wine in my cabinet. Why don't we drink? Give it to my father. He wasn't drinking. So it's clear that Yosef was saving a bottle of wine for the end when everything was going to be better. Meaning, even when he was having difficulties, even when he wasn't drinking wine, there's not a time to drink wine, life stinks right now, we can't drink. Even when you go through the hardship, you keep a positive outlook at what's going to be at the end. There will be an end, there will be good, there's a lot of good already now in my life, and that allows a person to get through the difficulties. A person always has to realize that no matter how hard we think our lives are, and every single one of us in this room have challenges, some are a little greater than others, but everyone has their unique challenge in life, which we feel in our own little world is tremendous and difficult, and no one else has this. Why was I dealt this deck? Everyone has challenges. Everyone has their difficulties. The question is, how do you get through that? Someone pointed out to me that if you look at Hallel, we just went through 8 days of saying Hallel. If you look at Hallel, we say, Ana Hashem Oshiyana Hashem, please save me, twice. Ana Hashem Atzlichana Hashem, please let me be successful, please, 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 twice. A total of four times that the tune of Hallel gets a little bit more serious, and we like, cry out to Hashem, please save me, four times. Hodu Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lo Olam Chasdo. Oh, Hashem, you're amazing, everything is great, thank you. Six times. We say. Because as much as we turn to tefillah and we cry out and we want things to become better, we always have to realize that the majority of our expression has to be in the positive. We're going through, someone might go through a difficult time, but we have so many positive things that are going on. The fact that we're able to be healthy, the fact that we're able to sit in this room, the fact we're able to be in Eretz Yisrael, the fact we're able to be in Yerushalayim, the fact we're able to be in Eshet Torah, the fact we're able to learn Torah. There's so many millions of things that we could start a gratitude list and start writing how much we are blessed. The problem is that we don't think about those things and then get thrown the curveball. So, oh, Hashem, would you see me? It's terrible. I need help. Please, please, please. And we forget. We get like so sucked into that difficulty that we forget about all the good that we have. And we can't weigh them to one another. And the difficulty becomes so intense. I have a first cousin in New Jersey who she lost her husband to cancer at a very, very young age. They had two little babies, and it was a very, very difficult time for the family. And I remember at one point, after he passed away, she turned to my grandmother, my grandmother was a Holocaust survivor, and she went through Auschwitz, and just to explain, when my grandmother used to come visit my wife and I in our apartment, many years ago, in the middle of the night, I would wake up like to tremendous amounts of screaming, like abnormal screaming. I'd obviously get woken up from it. I'd go, I thought there was something wrong. I was going to call Hatzalah. I walked in and she was fast asleep, just screaming in her dreams from the terrors that she went through in the Holocaust. But during the day, everything was positive, always. Every interaction with any person she ever had was amazing, and everything is great, and she would say Baruch Hashem, and she was, had an amazingly happy life. I would never tell her about what I was hearing at night, but she was just a positive person. So my cousin went to my grandmother, Bobby. She said, Bobby, How do you stay positive? How do you look at all the things that are going on that you experienced, and you're just happy and upbeat and always excited? And she, the conversation ended in literally one sentence. She didn't even understand the question. She said, look at all the bracha, look at all the blessing that I have in my life. Look at my children, my grandchildren. She had an apartment in Israel. She's like, this is amazing. Look at everything that God gave me. And that's it. There's only more to say afterwards. Because no difficulty that any of us go through could compare to Auschwitz. Just can't compare it. But if a person is able to focus on all the good in their lives, that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, Hashem always helps us, Hashem gives us so much, He's going to give us even after the difficulty. The Yayin Noshan, that vintage wine, he was keeping, Yosef was keeping in his back pocket to always remind himself that it's going to be good. This is going to end. Hashem does so many good things for me all the time. It's going to be good. It's going to be fine. And that enabled him through all the challenges, through all the terrible challenges, one after the other, that he went through, to see that he could come out all good. And that was the message that he was teaching his father. He was trying to send to his father, Yaakov, I know you're going to come down to Mitzrayim. I know you're worried about all the difficulties, all the challenges, and everything that's going to go and befall the Jewish people. I know, but you should know that I've been through a tremendously difficult time, but I come out ahead, I came out positive, I came out successful, and the whole time I knew that that was going to happen, I kept the positivity, I kept the focus on what was going to be and the good that's in my life, and I was able to go ahead and succeed with that idea, and you too, Father Yaakov, can do the same. The bracha to all of us is that we take time in our day when things are good, when we're happy, when we're successful, when we're experiencing and feeling the amazing bracha that Hashem is giving us every single moment of every single day, we write it down. We should have lists of all the things that we have. You could work it out with a chavrusa. Oh, I got this one. Ooh, I got that one. You could get more and more and more. Who could become the gratitude expert of Isha Torah? We should have long lists and journals and books full of all those great things. So that when we get sent that curveball, which every human being has multiple times in their life, we'll be able to deal with it in the best and most successful way so that we could come out even better than we would have if we wouldn't have had that trial.